It's Friday and it's time for Stu's Reviews. Brought to you by Auto Taylor Automotive Repair Specialist, Stu Wright, one of my favorite people in the whole world. Who I like to affectionately call Little Britches. Stu Wright, right here on Pirate Radio.
That's right, that music tells us that it's time for Stu's Reviews, being brought to you by Auto Taylor, Automotive Repair Specialist. Good morning, Stu. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. Hi, George.
Let's get right into this. You brought your...
I got good wheels.
You got... This is a nice car. A 2021 Lexus.
LS500. And it's an all-wheel drive F-Sport sedan. Huge car. Drives wonderful. It's the nicest car I've ever had.
Yeah, I would totally agree on this. Tell us about the color, because I kind of like that color.
Yeah, they call it Matador Red. It's exclusive to this model. I had a 57 Chevy that was Matador Red. Kind of warms my heart to have one now, at least temporarily. It's a metallic paint, though. Yeah. My Nomad wasn't. Black leather, quilted stitch, aniline leather inside. Seats five, as you might expect. Mm-hmm. Because it's big. It's almost 5,000 pounds. 4,960-pound car.
It's a heavy car. With all-wheel drive. Of course, those doors are heavy, too, but they close so smooth.
And they're kind of big.
It's just amazing. So interior-wise, what did you think about the styling on the inside?
Oh, it's tasty. That dashboard me and you were looking at, that stainless steel trim work across there, those lines, man.
They don't do a lot of square stuff, do they? There's not a lot of square flat. There's a lot of rolling. I mean, that's one thing about Lexus is the interior. You notice how the dash kind of rolls down. You know, most other cars, they go with a lot of squareness.
And the door panels, busy. All that stainless and suede and leather. And it's nice in there. And it's got 20-inch wheels on it, so outside it looks real foxy.
Now you're telling us about the tires on that.
Yeah, front and rear are different size. They're Bridgestones. They're unidirectional. They're summer tires. And the back is 275 40 20s, and the front's 245 45 20. Anytime I get one of these cars to test and it has different size tires, front and rear, I know I got my hands on something that's kind of special.
Yeah, and expensive.
Bridgestone, I think. What'd you say?
And expensive.
Yeah, that's right. And if you need a set of tires or you've ruined one of these, look out. I don't know what a tire like that cost, that big 275, 40,
20. I was thinking
20.
A pair of tires for something like that's going to be about $500.
Oh, come on.
I don't know. 200 to 2.25 each. Those are Bridgestones.
I think, I don't know actually what they'd cost.
They might be
I'd
a little
say
cheaper.
$300 a piece.
Okay.
It's got head-up display. You look in the dashboard, in the windshield, and you can see your speed. You can see the speed limit. You can see the RPMs of the engine. You can see what direction you're going. Mm-hmm. What an invention, huh? A compass. It's got, I mentioned a head-up display and then a big multimedia display on the dashboard right in the middle, 12.3 inches diagonally measured. And, George, I've never seen more speakers in one of these test cars than this one. 23-speaker Mark Levinson stereo in there. It is upgraded. Yeah, it's a $1,900 option.
In the front seat, there was two above my head.
Yep, and in the back seat, I was back there. There's two back there, too, one on each side, about the size of an iPhone. Mm-hmm. They're not little dinky things.
No, they're not tiny ones.
And I guess they sound good. There's sound coming from everywhere in there, and it sounds perfect. Obviously, they all work.
Sure.
It's got all the gadgets for technology, radar, cruise control, and Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, all rigged up for your iPhone if you want to tie it into the dashboard, backup camera, and navigation. And the power for this, George, is a 3.5-liter twin-turbo V6. We were peeking at it under the hood. Of course, it's covered up with...
It's all covered up. Yeah,
trim work and so forth. It looks pretty smooth in there.
It's really nice.
I don't know why they put a hood on it, actually. It looked fine without one. 418 horsepower.
Crazy.
10-speed automatic. It's buttery smooth on the shifts. Now, you can twist the dial there at the top of the dashboard and put it in sport mode.
I saw that.
And then the shifts are wham, bam, wham, bam. And it'll downshift as you, of course, you've got paddle shifters on the steering column, too.
Sure.
0 to 60, 4.5 seconds. I said it was all-wheel drive, so you get a lot of traction on the ground. And it'll go 136, they tell me. Mm-hmm. I haven't.
What about fuel mileage on a big engine like that?
It goes 27 on the road.
Wow. Very cool.
It helps that it's a sedan and you're not up in the air with a big SUV. So
right.
That big tank, 21.7 gallons, will take you 586 miles.
Nice.
You can go to Omaha before you gas up.
What's the list price on this?
$88,885.
Yeah, monthly payments on that are going to be $1,600 a month at 60 months.
Base price is in the 70s, and then this has got all them goodies and stereo and things. And
well, it's a big thumbs up for me on this car, Stu.
It's wonderful.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Okay, thank you, George.
You've been listening to my friend, Stu Wright, Little Britches, Stu's Reviews, brought to you by Auto Taylor, Automotive Repair Specialist, located at 1011 16th Street in Greeley. Phone number 353-3401.